The reason that I'm creating this podcast is that on the 29th of October 2018, my husband John Collins, who I've been married to for 32 years, took his own life as a result, I believe, of SSRI-induced psychosis. John had no money problems. He had no health problems. He had a good life. He had experienced episodes of anxiety, but he was not depressed. After he died, we got John's medical records. The information contained within John's medical records confirms that during the past 24 years, he'd been to GPs only 6 times with individual episodes of anxiety, usually fully explained by stressful life experiences. So he could hardly be regarded as someone who was mentally unstable. Indeed, John's medical notes confirm that he wasn't known to any mental health services. And yet, when I voiced my concerns to the GP that prescribed the SSRI to John about the drug, his comment to me was, well, depressed people kill themselves. John was not depressed. He could be anxious, and he was definitely having trouble sleeping, almost certainly because he'd recently received bad news about his brother. But he wasn't depressed. Why is this significant? Well, because anxiety and depression are not the same thing, and so require different treatments. Now, Claudia, John's beloved daughter-in-law, is a bit of a tech wizard. And so she managed to gain access to John's internet searches, email and phone records for the time leading up to the 29th of October. And these were all very normal. They showed absolutely no evidence of depression and certainly no evidence that John was planning to end his life. The doctor who prescribed the medication, in a meeting with myself and Liam, said that John sounded, and I quote, relaxed and not objectively depressed or anxious. He used the word sounded because the doctor had never actually met John and had not seen it necessary to actually see him face to face for a consultation, but instead prescribed these strong antidepressant drugs and a course of 14 high-dose sleeping pills on the back of a telephone consultation. The doctor said, and I quote, John sounded, well, happy is the wrong word, but stable. When I asked why he saw fit to prescribe antidepressants to someone who seemed stable, he replied, saying it was quite a common combination of drugs, the SSRI and the sleeping pills. The GP did not recommend talking therapies. He did not ask any questions about sleep hygiene, and he did not see fit to alert John to the very real potential of side effects, because John had, I quote, tolerated this particular SSRI in the past. A recognised if rare side effect during the first 14 days of citalopram, the SSRI John was given, is a heightened risk of suicide. It's interesting that the World Health Organization say that antidepressants may be useful in the treatment of severe depression, but are not effective in mild to moderate depression. It's estimated that of all the SSRIs prescribed, that they're actually only effective for about a third of the people taking them. There have been various studies which show that they're only mildly more effective than placebos for many people. Not for everyone, but for many people. Now, the very fact that these drugs do not work for many of the people taking them wouldn't really be a problem, even though the bill to the NHS for these drugs runs into billions. But it wouldn't really be a problem if it wasn't for the side effects. Now, many of the side effects actually sound like a description of the symptoms people seek help to alleviate. As I said before, a recognised side effect during the first 14 days for citalopram, the SSRI John was given, is a heightened risk of suicide.